You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I'm real excited for this one. We've got Ron Bergeron. He was raised in Davie, Florida, when it only had about 500 people there. His mom and dad owned a small grocery store in 62. He graduated from Stranahan High, made a few hundred dollars, had it in his pocket, mowed pastures, baled hay, harvested fruit, never turned down a job, 18-hour days, and at 21, he realized the most successful folks were landowners, and we're going to let him tell the rest of the story. Welcome to the show, Horatio Alger Award winner, Alligator, Ron Bergeron. Ron, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, Jim. I'm honored to be on your show.
Oh, it's my pleasure. So pick it up for us. 21, you noticed that the folks in real estate were successful. Then what?
Well, you know, Florida is, in my eyes, the greatest state in America. And from seagrass to sawgrass and tremendous opportunities for business people to invest in Florida with the great weather and the fishing capital of the world and the boating capital of the world. And we're just very blessed to be in Florida.
Well, we certainly are. And, you know, since 1965, you've been changing the face of Florida. You're one of the largest and most respected folks developing sites and roadways here in the state of Florida. I don't think we drive too far without driving on a road you've had a hand in, Ron.
Yeah, well, we're very blessed. Raised in the little town of Davie and left home with $235 and bought a little farm tractor and for two or three years did agricultural work in Davie and bought a little bulldozer and building driveways and we finished I-595 a couple of years ago, which was one of the largest jobs ever built in Florida. So we're very blessed and very humble.
Listen, I want to thank you for building 595. I was standing on top of the 110 Tower in downtown Fort Lauderdale waiting for you to finish that because it was going to increase the value of the building. You know, not only increasing the value of real estate, but also increasing the quality of life. Ron, a little bit about your public service. I know you served as the Florida Freshwater Game and Fish Commissioner. Tell me a little bit about the good parts of Florida that you've seen. A nice little story about a nice small town, maybe.
Well, you know, I was very honored to be appointed by two governors, Governor Chris and Governor Scott, to serve all Floridians and being able to preserve the natural resources of Florida and all the wildlife. And it was a great honor for me. Matter of fact, I traveled for a decade to nearly every little town as we had our meetings, and we're very blessed. We're blessed that we have a quality of life here, and that's important as we continue to go forward with economical growth and jobs. It's important that we preserve the natural resources, and especially the Everglades, which is one of the natural wonders of the whole world and the largest restoration in the history of the world. So we've got a lot going on, and in order for us to have a quality of life, we have to make sure that we protect our natural resources in Florida.
Now, Ron, what prompted you to get involved with public service? You'd really done some great things, and we'll talk about that also in the private sector, but you've made some really good moves here in the public sector. What prompted you to want to give back?
Well, you know, I think you'll find that with most rags to riches. I come from a kind of a poor family, rich with love, the most important thing. But when you watch your parents and you're 4 years old build their first house out of scrap lumber out of Port Everglades, you stay very humble through life. And, you know, one of the greatest things about success is what can you do to make a difference while you're here? And I enjoy it. We do about 12 charity events a year on our ranch in western Broward County. We have a theme park of the 1800s where we bring thousands of people, the Boys and Girls Club, handicapped children, the homeless, and we do a lot of charity events. And we really enjoy it. It's a wonderful thing to make a difference for others.
I 100% agree, and I certainly hope that your team is listening and that they'll include us next time you're going to host an event. We'd love to come out or maybe help you, you know, spread the word around here a little bit because it's always good to get good news. We're all about good news and positive energy here, and that's sort of what I wanted to turn to now, Ron. You talked about your upbringing in Broward and Davie, not a lot of money, but a lot of love. What's the thing that prompted you to be able to be such a success when you were facing incredible odds? You're sitting there, you're on the tractor, you're working 18-hour days, you're sweating, it's hot. Let's face it, it's summertime in Florida. It's not too easy. You get an idea that you want to go out there and get involved in land development. How did you take the next step? What did you find inside yourself that helped motivate and sustain you?
Well, I think that has a lot to do with discipline, determination. I think the other thing is to learn how to do something just a little bit better than your competition, and then don't live above your means. When you start in business at 18 years old with a couple hundred dollars, and you're 25 years old, 7 years later, you're a multimillionaire, but you still live in a house trailer for 16 more years. That's called discipline and determination. And when I was young, I looked around Broward County, and everyone that owned land was successful. I immediately started buying real estate. I think I was 21 years old, and never stopped. And it's a great investment, especially in Florida. And I think that the determination of not living above your means until you can is important for all the young generations, that the American dream is still alive, and God bless America. But you have to have discipline, determination, and build a business with cash flow that can allow you to invest your profits in the real estate, is what I did, and it was a great investment, and I'm very humble about it.
Listen, what you've accomplished is incredible, and the backing and the lessons that are learned by just speaking to you about it is really terrific. We've still got a couple minutes left, Ron. So what I would like to do is I'd like to get your vision of the future of Florida. You know, it's under a lot of pressure. Florida's under a lot of pressure. You talk about all of the natural resources that make Florida great and special. So what do you see as the future for Florida? And do you still see growth as it is, or do you see a little bit of perhaps bringing things in to slow them down? What do you think is going to happen?
No, I think Florida has a tremendous future for growth. But I think the important thing is, and I would say this to the political world and to our next governor, that you need to lay out the natural resources that will continue, that we have a quality of life. And outside of those defined boundaries of the natural resources, like the Everglades, one of the natural wonders of the world, that 9 million people rely on for drinking water, it becomes very important. But outside those natural areas, government should be assisting small business, and creating jobs where people can take pride in taking care of their families and have the American dream and affordable home. So we have a great future, but I think that we have to really pay attention to our surroundings and to make sure that our natural resources are protected for many generations to come.
Sounds like you need to run for governor.
Well, I have considered that about a year, and I just announced last Thursday, you may have read it in the paper, that I'm not running, and that was a decision made by my family. It was a decision, and probably the turning point was being inducted into Horatio Alger, that will allow me and my family to be able to help others across the whole nation now. And that was very inspirational to be inducted with all of these past inductees that have put 25,000 underprivileged children with an education. I'm so proud to be a part of that. So my philanthropic world will expand from continue locally and across the nation. And I think it's extremely important. And if you want to follow some of my charity events, you can go on AlligatorRonBergeron.com, and you can go to our philanthropic section. We have a section on saving the Everglades, too, that we update everybody every quarter on what's going on in the Everglades, which a lot of people don't know. Half of Dade County is in the Everglades, and two-thirds of Broward, and one-third of Palm Beach County. So we're trying to educate the public so they'll all want to be a part of saving this beautiful environment.
Do you want to spend another few minutes with us on the phone and tell us a little bit more about the Horatio Alger Award and what all that is, or do you need to go, Ron?
No, I that is a life-changing experience.
Well, we've got to take a break. Can you stick with us for just a minute through the break and talk to us some more about the Horatio Alger Award? Because I really want to hear about that.
Me too.
Well, I would love to. It would be nice for the people to hear it.
All right. Well, great. Stick with us. Wanda, take us out. Let's play some rock and roll, and then we're going to have Ron talk to us about changing the world, which is our favorite topic. So stick with us. We're about to change the world, and you will too.